Herman Stern made sure my parents got from Germany to the United States. And once they got in the United States, technically they're supposed to go to San Diego. But Herman Stern had tickets to Valley City. And that's how we ended up here. My folks made a living in Valley City for, I'm guessing, about 2 years. Then they moved to Fargo. And my dad, he worked at Creamery. And the first week before they got a paycheck, my dad came home with ice cream every day because that's what they didn't have any money. And that's basically what they ate. My mother was cousins to Herman. They called, or wrote a letter, I should say, to the U.S. to try to get us across. They somehow, some way, he made arrangements to get them to the United States. And when they left, they basically left with a suitcase and the clothes on their back. And he started a new life. Neither one of them could speak much English. And one story my mother and dad told me, that my brother was 8 months old when they come to the U.S. And Herman said, yeah, it's just a little distance. I have to get to Fargo, to Valley City. Well, they were on a mail train. And my mother had a place to sit for my son. And they stood up and we're going to get off. And then, oh, no, this isn't Valley City. Well, she lost her place to sit. So she ended up standing the rest of the way to Valley City.
They also thought it was like the small villages that they had in Germany that were within walking distance of each other. So they didn't think it was going to be that long either. So
when my folks got their first car and everything, a big trip was going to Valley City because I got my clothes from Herman every year for going back to school. And I didn't have any choice what to wear. Herman told me what I was going to wear.
Tell me what kind of a guy Herman was like.
He had a heart that's so big and so understanding. When I graduated from high school, to get me to go to college, he paid my tuition. I mean, I only made it a year and a half because I did not know what I wanted to do. I wasn't satisfied with what was going on. And I think basically I was just a little bit too lazy to want to go after college education. I just made the best of it. I wanted to work and I wanted to make money. I want to make money now. And I had total interest, just like when I met my wife here 49 years ago, give or take. It took me about a year and a half to ask her out on a date. Before that, we were at her house playing pinochle every night.
What do you, Benita, what do you remember about Herman?
The strength in his eyes. He had a fire in his eyes that were unbelievable. Something got to get done, those lights would light up like this, and nobody was going to stop him. But he never talked about it. I found out that when we had our son, he was always at the Jonas's on high holiday. He never missed a one. And they would sit around. Herb and Walter could never get Sally and Tony, Sally and Hilda to talk about Germany. No. Too many bad things would happen. And so I would listen. I was giving our son his bottle in the living room, and the dining room was right next to it. And where I was sitting, I could hear the whole conversation. I didn't understand most of it because it was all in German, but they talked about things like that. And you would never realize that this man did this. You would never imagine that this man was in the business community and in the political community was as big as he was, because he was always behind the scenes. I think he got a lot of his patience.
Well, I haven't taken consideration who's the big instigator of the Winter Show. Who's the instigator, a big pusher on Interstate 94 and Interstate 29, on paved highways in the state of North Dakota? Who was big in Boy Scouts? People don't realize the little things that he did behind the scenes. And he never was arrogant about anything, just a super down-to-earth person.